Challenged by Don Howarth.
I hear you're wanting a man, missus.
Where'd you hear that?
At Thoction Mart.
We've said now.
I knew your late husband.
Aye.
I'm sorry he's gone. He'd have known me.
Aye.
Tom Blake. Shepherd to Lord Foreshore.
What happened there?
Grouse. He reckoned he'd do better with grouse than sheep, Job.
So you'll have some redundancy money?
But I declined that.
Not turn money down?
They didn't want me no more, so I went. They can keep the money.
That's vanity. But it does you some honour. Have you nowt but what you stand up in?
I've a bit of money at building society from long ago when I left the army.
It'll have earned some interest then by now.
Aye, I dare say. I've two good dogs.
Where are dogs now? Where's your clobber?
At my old uncle's, Harold Blake. Retired property repairer.
Oh, he's your old uncle, is he?
Aye. Your farmyard could do with a good tidy up.
We know that. He ailed badly towards end. You were older than me.
You must have had a hard time yourself.
Well, I can do most jobs. I work with stock. I can fettle machines if it's something simple. I do paperwork, VAT and quotas and such.
You've a lot on.
Oh, my lad helps after school. You've no family yourself nor out?
No, nowt.
I could do with a man to help with lambing. You'll be looking for something more permanent.
I'm looking for what I can get.
I can't pay overtime. I'll give you your dinner and your dogs.
Oh, that'll do.
Where did you think of living? You won't be taking up permanent residence with your uncle.
Is there a bit of a room with a table?
What sort of a table?
Only short. For writing on.
What do you write?
Things I notice round and about. To do with birds and animals mainly. Observations.
Observations, eh? I could find you an old table. It'd need a good scrubbing.
And shelves. Or a cupboard for books.
Oh, you read as well.
A bit.
You can't lodge in the house. I'm here alone with my lad. There's an old cottage we own down yon lane.
I like privacy.
Oh, you get plenty of it down there. Should house your stuff. You could disencumber your uncle.
Right.
It's in a tumble-down state, mind.
Yeah, I'll look at it.
The chimney's bunged up. Not all windows have glass in them.
I'll go and look.
There's a pump outside with good water.
Grand.
The lad. You just have to get used to him.
How old is he?
16. Leaves school in a couple of weeks. But he's... what do they call it? Challenged.
Some lads are.
He's learning difficulties. Isolated, that's what she said, the woman that comes and looks at them. But I could be out but isolated. There's no other children left now in these hills. And his father had no patience for nobody.
He was struggling.
So he needs allowances made. He's interested in stock and dogs.
That's good, then.
So, that's it. Fettle up cottage for yourself if you feel like it. And I'll tack you on when lambing begins next month.
So what's his name then, ma'am? What's he call himself?
Tom Vernon.
Never heard of him.
He worked at Lord Foreshore's.
What age of a fella?
Pushing 50, I'd say.
You're too old then.
No. He's a strong, bright-looking fella. He's been at army at one time.
At 50, he'll be sitting down wanting a blow every 5 minutes.
I'm near enough that age, Harry. I don't sit down for a blow.
The fellow that came to Stotts, he were never on his feet. He'd come in wet through and sit in front of telly oozing on carpet.
Shouldn't have let him in then.
And another that came to Craig's, he made off with a marble clock and a pot bulldog won at agricultural show.
Well, we needn't worry. We're not worth pinching.
We'd have to feed him, eh?
Aye.
And pay him as well.
Well, you got to pay folk.
Oh, we know nought about him, ma'am. We don't need him.
You've seen all papers I have to deal with pursuant on your dad going. I can't be in here doing them and out in fields lambing ewes.
You see to paperwork. I'll be finished with school in a couple of weeks. I can do all outside work. We don't need strangers.
Just for lambing, Harry. If we're a full-time shepherd at Lord Foreshore's, we might learn somewhat off him, get a few tips.
We've got enough tips.
He's a keen dog man. The way he spoke of his dogs, he might help you with your young one.
Mum, Mum, we've passed our old pick-up in school bus.
Broken down?
No, going, just about. Banging.
Tom's fettled it as best he can.
Armstrong's fella said it won't fettle no more.
Well, it was sickly, blowing out a deal of black smoke. He'd done well to get it to fire up at all.
Where's he gone?
To his uncle's to collect his stuff. Then he's going round scrapyards to get a gate for sheep pens and see what he might find to replace faulty parts of pick-up.
Who's paying for this?
Scrap. Won't cost much.
Who's paying?
Well, us. It's our stuff.
Oh, we'll get a bill.
Oh, not for scrap. It's a cash job.
And he's got cash to lay out, has he?
No. His money's in the bank. And we're working on pick-up all day. He wouldn't be there before the bank closed.
So you found money?
Well, what else could I do? He'd worked on pick-up from time you went to school. He didn't stop for dinner.
How much?
30 quid.
Oh, you've said goodbye to that.
Oh, Harry, don't be so daft. Who'd go to that trouble for 30 quid and a written-off old pick-up that's not worth more than scrap value itself? It's not a 7-series BMW that you might crate up and smuggle to Russia.
I know the difference, thanks. I'm not stupid. He's left no heir.
Well, he hasn't had time to leave out here. If his stuff were here, he wouldn't have needed pick-up to go to his uncle's to collect it.
Did he leave his dogs?
They jumped him back.
Oh, you're gullible, Mum. You're too easily tuck in.
Well, it's more honourable to be tuck in than to suspect folk falsely.
Aye. But we know nought about him.
Not much, we don't. But he's worked hard in few days he's been here. And he had no need to, because we don't start paying him till lambing. He's made a start in the old cottage. He's gone round fences to see what needs doing. He's got the old pick-up running today that everybody else shied away from. What more do you want?
I'd be happy just to see 30 quid and old pick-up back.
Where have you been the last 5 days?
Oh, one place and another.
Harry, look who's here. We had a bet. Harry thought you'd gone up the Amazon.
Harry, how's young dog going on?
All right.
What's that you've got on back?
Wire fencing, 40 metres.
For us?
Aye.
What did it cost?
Nout.
Nout?
When I got to my uncle's, they were short-handed for a big fencing job. So I stayed to help them with it. And he gave me these rolls in lieu of pay. So we could replace that bad stretch by your sheep pens in time for lambing. Me and Harry, if he'll help me.
Well, you could do that, couldn't you, Harry?
I can do fencing.
The gate. I couldn't find one. We'll have to bodge the old one up for present. Same with pick-up. That's what took time, touring scrapyards. And there are still bits I'm looking for that'll have to wait till after lambing. I spent 17 quid... 13 quid change.
Thank you.
Yous were looking well when I drove past.
They're in very good fettle, wouldn't you say, Harry?
Aye, the fit.
And Harry's in good fettle because he's done with school at the end of this week.
Oh, yes. Keep out of those institutions, Harry.
You want to get your young dog trained in time for lambing.
Let him off string, Harry. Let him go.
He'll fly at sheep.
Step up against his flank. Send him wide.
Ah, he's no good, this dog. That's why we were given it.
We'll see. My dogs loat sheep where they are. Now, send him off. Push him wide.
Go on, Moss. Get out with you.
Away, Moss. Away. Keep out. Stand, Moss. Stand.
That's great. Stay this side at flock, Harry. Opposite him. That's it. Sheep will come towards you, and dog will fetch up at back of them.
Walk on, Moss. Steady.
Now, step backward, Harry. Walk backwards. That's it. Grand.
Keep back, Moss. Take time.
It's keeping them together, eh?
Aye.
He's going to make a good dog.
Stand, Moss. Stand.
That'll do. Here.
Put a string on him, Harry. Yeah, what do you think?
Nay, he won't do that for me.
He did it for you. He wants to please you. Go on, give him a pat. Well done, mossy lad. Well, Cap, that'll do.
Both your dogs are bitches, eh?
Yeah.
Are bitches cleverer?
They tend to train easier. I wouldn't say they were cleverer. More industrious, perhaps.
What's that?
They work harder. Same as women work harder than men.
My mum works harder. I wouldn't be better off with a bitch, then.
No, no. It doesn't depend on sex. There are good'uns and bad'uns of both sexes. Same as we folk. And Moss here is a good'un. He's taken to you. He wants to please you.
Oh.
You go a long way with this dog. He'll learn a lot round pens at lambing time.
Take your coats off, both of you. Don't come dripping in the kitchen. Come on, get the door closed. Your breakfasts are ready.
Oh, grand.
How many lambs?
How many did we make it, Harry?
23. Most of them twins.
Only two born dead. Not bad in this weather.
Under you.
Harry saved a lamb. What a way to be born, eh? With storms raging in darkness, and all world streaming with water.
Oh, it'll live to see sunnier days.
I sometimes think about butterflies that come out from some dark window crevice, unseasonably, in November.
What about them?
They'll never see sun, no summer, no flowers, no warm evenings. They'll live and die, thinking well's an endless November.
If butterflies think.
Might be same with us. Besides our world, there might be other worlds all round us that we never live to see or lack faculty to detect.
Then how can we know?
We can't. Except sometimes some grand feeling of happiness comes from nowhere that can be accounted for.
So, what's that to do with butterflies? Do you follow, Harry?
I follow.
Well, what's he mean, then?
I don't know. It were clear when he were talking. Whatever he said, it were right.
Nice-looking beast.
My mum likes cows.
We'll take a one back for a present then, eh?
Aye, I'd like to see her face if we came driving one into the yard. She don't like spending money.
It's too cold up there to do much with cattle.
Daisy and Dotty do all right.
Ah, but if there were any more, we'd need another shed to house them at winter. You need buildings.
And more grass. I'll get hold of some more bottomland someday, and I'll come down here, and I'll go back with an old herd. That pen of Swaledale's look all right. We could do with some, eh?
Well, no. We'll be bringing some of our own old ewes down to sell in a week or two.
For butcher?
No, to go down south. Now they're getting on in years, they'll do better it south.
Why's that?
The teeth go. They can't get enough nutrition from cropping coarse hill pasture in short days of winter.
Ah, you see them point snow away, and then there's note at bottom when they get to it.
Yeah. I like Swaledales. Brave ewes. With a lamb at the feet, they'll stand up to a dog or a fox.
I heard of one that drove off an eagle.
They're noble animals. How'd you like to take one of these porkers home?
Oh, they stink.
They only stink when they're penned in all their life. They're all right loose in a wood.
They're not thick, are they?
No, they're not. Barney was an old chap that had a pig that followed him like a dog.
Queer sort of dog.
Followed him to church. Followed him at pub. Told lads would bite a pint. Landlord took bacon sandwiches off menu to avoid offence.
That's a good one, Tom. He'll tell me mum about that. What's this then? What did they do here?
Scrapyard. I bet you've never seen cars piled up like that, eh?
What's it for?
It's all metal junk folk have finished with. But they're a good pass worth pulling off for such as us with old machines to fettle.
Will they fit?
We'll make them fit. Adapt them. Here's things they put aside for me.
What are they?
Differential for fold my machine. Alternator for pickup. And a bonnet pot pickup.
What's wrong with one we've got?
Note. But look at that bonnet. Right size. Same background, green. But with this grand big picture of a stag's head painted on it.
Eee. Aye. Grand big antlers, eh?
Noble head.
Aye. That's grand, Tom. That's grand.
Give us a hand up with it, into the back. We'll tack it home, see what your mum has to say.
If it costs so, she'll have a lot to say.
Cost note. Thrown in free with other things. Give us a hand up. Aye. Will you have a lump of cake with your tea?
Aye. Oh, it's grand and warm in here. You've made a good job at Old Cottage.
Oh, I'll have a proper go at it early winter if I'm still here. Yeah.
Are you thinking of going?
I don't know. Job are only to end at lambing. That's long gone by.
Most of them lambs are half grown up now.
I could unbung that other chimney at kitchen. It's a grand old iron grate. But chimney's bunged up with crow sticks.
What do crows want sticks for?
Building a nest. They drop them down till one lodges. Then they go on dropping them till another lodges, and they proceed it same way till they've got a sufficient platform to build a nest.
How do they know to do that?
Some will have watched other crows, I suppose. But it's born in them. They're born knowing. All creatures know when they're born what they need to know. Look at swallows knowing time to go to Africa, and time to come back, and knowing route to take through sky halfway across world.
Pigeons come back to the loft.
And dogs we reckon to train. We do no more than let out instinct that's born in them. No matter how good a trainer you are, you'd never train a cat to rout sheep up. It's the same with us. We're born knowing what matters.
I learn nowt at school. Yeah. But I'm not what you'd call thick, am I?
Not in the least.
It comes to me what to do about farm.
You work hard. You'll do well.
I hope you won't leave, though.
No.
My mum were talking about letting you into the house.
You'll need better quarters if you're to stay on for winter.
Do you want me to stay on?
There's work enough. But it won't stand more than basic wage.
No.
With the tax to pay. With bills still coming in, solicitors and accountants and such.
I understand.
I'd hope to make it up to you once we're over the hump.
I know you would.
But at least I could offer you better winter quarters.
Well, I'm comfortable enough where I am. It's grand of a dark night down there with a book to read, and me dog stretched out in front of a roaring fire. Keep me diary up to date. You are how he comes down.
Does he bother you?
Nay, I like his company.
He'd miss you, taking him about on Saturday afternoons. His dad weren't up to that at the end of a week's work.
I've always prized Saturday afternoons. Something to look forward to through a wet week.
Everybody's better for a break.
Or Sunday afternoon, if it can't be Saturday. I like evensong.
Well, I didn't know you were a churchgoer.
Not of late. I left me suit at Lord Foreshore's.
Can you not go and retrieve it?
Nay.
Well, I'll go back for you, if you tell me who to see.
Oh, let them keep it.
Were it a good suit?
In its time.
I bet that were a good number of years ago.
When I were working in Australia. It's an Australian suit.
They go to church and out these days. A vicar strums a banjo.
Oh, there's some queer vicars.
Did you get a new suit anyway?
I might sometime.
Well, you could have a look at my late husband's suit hung in wardrobe.
Aye.
Maybe you'd feel conspicuous dodging about in a dead man's suit.
Aye, that's it. I wasn't making a point about having Saturday or Sunday afternoon off.
Well, you're entitled to the whole weekend.
But I'm 53 next birthday.
You don't look it.
I'll do better for a breather.
Anybody does. There's been a young woman on telephone for you.
Who'd she be?
Well, I don't know who she'd be. You've never said nout about that aspect of your life.
Oh, Tom, who is she?
Didn't she say?
She said she was from university.
Wanting me?
Aye. I've got it written down. They're doing a contemporary oral record.
What does that mean? Looking at folks' teeth?
No. They're videoing folk about their experiences.
What kind of folk?
What I said, contemporary country folk.
They won't want me. I'll be looking for folks for audience to laugh at. Eccentric weather forecasters, clog dancers, gobbins playing tunes on saws.
It's not for telly. It's university what's doing this. Responsible academical folks.
Well, how did they get my name?
From Weekly Examiner.
Will they pay him out?
Well, I don't know.
Well, I say.
She knows about diaries you write your observations in. Have them handy, she said.
Where?
Here. She'll come and interview you next Wednesday afternoon at 2, if that's all right.
Just to talk to me? Or with a camcorder and everything?
Well, I don't know. You'll have to prepare for worst.
How will I do that?
You'll have to have a shave on day.
And an haircut, Tom. Have it all off. Skinhead.
Get a suit that we've often enough spoke about.
Aye. I might.
Well, you can't sit there stinking in your muck. It'll turn her up.
Oh, they think we all stink. But they'd stink no less if it were them splashing about in cow dung.
You need a suit anyway. Then you could resume your church going.
Well, there's that to it.
You're just of the age to get a new outfit. When you look, it'll see you out to grave.
I don't fancy venturing into clothing stores.
You go in, ma'am. Oh, don't let him come back with something old-fashioned.
Half past four. Should I try to find her number in phone book?
No. Let sleeping dogs lie.
She should have come on time. You were all pumped up and ready to go. What is it?
Me sitting here all afternoon, sweating in this suit. She'd like us not prefer me in my own clothes. Local colour like.
But it's worth having suit. There'll be a good number of funerals to wear it at come next winter. Hello? Yes, we've been waiting for you since 2 o'clock. So, are you on your way now with the cameras or what? Oh, I see. I see. Well, I'll tell him. Thanks. Yes, well, she's got no cameras. It seems this time around she's just collecting views and observations, but it's got too late to come here. Can she have a talk with you on telephone next week? You're suited, aren't you?
I've laid awake thinking about it. Let me out of these clothes.
You stay in them. We'll get Harry in and have a good supper, and then we'll all go down to pub and have a right good evening. Good night, Helen. Good night, George. Where's our Harry?
Harry!
Harry, Tom and me are going now. Don't stay too long.
Shut ends up, Mum. I forgot them.
Well, don't drink no more and don't be long. Good night, Jenny. Come up sometime. Bring your dad.
Quiet, Moss. Quiet, Nell.
Have I got the right key?
Let me have a go. No!
Don't fall in. You haven't drunk that much. One time over, we never thought of locking door. Come through.
Yeah, I'd better be getting back home.
Come and pick up your books. Sit there. I'll put kettle on.
No tea for me, thanks.
You sure?
We've been drinking one thing and another all day.
It's been a long day. A lot longer than a proper working day.
Nice evening, though. Nice people.
Harry stayed behind on his own. He wouldn't have done that a year ago.
Nah, he's a good lad.
You've brought him out.
He's a good worker.
You should get him printed, these diaries of yours.
I'd like to.
If the video lady had turned up, you might only have been on for a brief flash and finished film. Wouldn't have got many of your observations in.
A book a bit best.
Interesting day, though. Suits you, that suit.
And that dress suits you.
You picked it.
Nah, it were your own choice.
But you approved.
Yes, I approved.
When you went to get drinks, you stared at me the length of pub.
Standing back, I could see you right.
How did I look?
You looked all right. Come and sit here.
Harry'll be back. I'll shut the hens up, then I'll come down to your place if that's what you want. Harry? Tom, your tea?
Ah, what a beautiful picture. Approaching with a basket through meadow grass.
Go on.
Butterflies fluttering around and dogs darting round your heels. It's a scene fit for a calendar.
She's too old for that.
Now then.
And she's too many clothes on.
Now then. Shut tractor off. Come and get your tea.
What have you brought, Mum? Usual cheese and jam.
You don't have to eat it.
Oh, give me jam then.
Tom?
I'll just sit here and have a breather.
He's knocked out, he's Tom. He's shattered. It's getting too much for him, eh, making?
Go on. I go at twice your pace when I'm by myself.
Then, as the Irishman said, I wouldn't like to be with you when you're by yourself.
That's a good one, ma'am. You should put that in your diary, Tom.
Take your cup.
I like air time. Always have. It used to be highlight at year. Sort of festival, I suppose. Everybody came to the field helping in their way. Old folk raking up tails. Children picking flowers. There'd be a barrel of beer.
Ooh, we should have that, ma'am.
Lines of people in dark clothes, raking steadily across field. You'll remember that.
I remember lying awake with sunburnt arms. There weren't stuff to put on them then.
And a big hot pot supper on last night for all them as had helped.
I'll make one.
For three of us.
We could invite folk.
They've done nought to earn it. Just three of us. I don't like folk in house.
You're going to grow up a recluse.
Aye. Hey, I tell you one thing I'll do. I'll scrap this old baler and get one of them that bales into black plastic bags in a tenth at time.
They're an eyesore, plastic bags, crackling in wind all winter.
And another thing, I'll get more sheep. Then we won't be going to market just with old trailer. We'd need a cattle wagon. Oh, it'd be grand to see them come tumbling out in numbers. Folk could look, wouldn't they?
But how would you feed them? We've barely enough bottom land to see present lot through.
Well, we could rent some, couldn't we, Tom?
Tricky balance, Harry. Place is just about right as it's stocked at present.
It provides the right amount of work. We couldn't live with less and we couldn't cope with more.
I could.
One thing we might do, it would cost us note. We might replant yon wood.
We'd make note be doing that.
It were a grand landmark up there on hill, till storm wrecked it.
Could be again. We could make this old place beautiful.
You've already done wonders in the yard, Tom.
I'd like to rebuild all these tumble-down walls.
Yeah, but where would we find time, Tom?
Folk who built them back in history, they found time.
And they weren't mechanised like us. Happen we could get old fountain going in the yard.
Yeah, I'm sure we could. Then we'd have water music tinkling away from dawn to dusk. And new wood will rise up there, changing colours with each passing season. Sun will shine like today, and place will be a jewel in these dark hills. Everything working, stock in fine fettle. Everything solid and clean.
Oh, we're all right, aren't we?
We're all right.
We'll look back on sunny afternoons like this. Listen. Listen. What was that?
I hear no but blizzard. How long's he been out?
Oh, 2 hours near enough. He fed cows before dark, then he set off up Fellside Track and Pidcock with hay for sheep. Listen.
That's Moss.
Mossy! Here!
Where's Harry, Moss?
There's something wrong. No, don't rush out. Close door so we can hear ourselves think. Quiet, Moss. Quiet.
Shall I ring Mountain Rescue?
Not till we need them. Boil something to drink it, flask. Get a couple of blankets. I'll see what we might need from implement shed. Get both lamps. Leave all house lights on. All right, Moss, we go in. Anne! Anne! There's no pickup, it's Snowdrift! Shine your light, it can.
He's not in there!
He'll have got stuck in Snowdrift and gone out to carry bales on foot.
Harry! Harry! Which way would he go?
Follow the dog. Walk on, Mossy lad. Walk on, steady!
Me, Moss. Get off.
Oh, Harry. Harry.
Oh, ma'am. Get dog off me. I'm down in Ulla.
Here, Moss. Here. Stand there.
Watch out for stumbling up boulders, ma'am. I can't get up. I've bust my leg.
Oh, Harry.
Oh, an old ewe knocked me down.
Can't we move him?
No.
At least to get him out driving snow.
I'll build a snow wall. We'll keep him warm with blankets. Oh. But you'll have to stay near, Harry, lad, till we get help.
I were digging buried sheep out. I didn't finish job. Oh, you'll have to do it.
I will. Don't worry.
You'll find me shovel.
Right.
Oh.
He can't stay there all night. He'll freeze to death.
We'll get through, don't worry. I'll build a snow wall and keep him warm. You go back and ring for rescue services and then stay in house till they come.
It could be hours.
Well, very quick. But once you're down there, don't try to come back. We've got all we need here, and they'll have need a guide from house. Take dog, then you won't lose your own way. Now then, Harry, that snow wall completed. Bit less breezy, eh?
Thanks, Tom. Will you dig sheep out now?
Next item on the agenda. I'll have to take lamp, Harry. I'll keep popping back. Shout if you want out.
Tom. Tom.
Harry.
That snow stopped.
Wind died down half an hour ago.
What time is it?
3 o'clock.
Morning or afternoon?
Yeah, morning.
You lose all sense of time down here.
Are you cold?
Aye.
You can have my coat.
Nay.
Yeah. I don't need it now. That wind's dropped. We spared the wind chill factor, as the meteorological ladies say.
Have you dug all the sheep out?
All but 4, I think.
So why have you knocked off, Tom?
Come see if thou were all right.
I'm all right.
Then, I can get back to the sheep, can I?
Aye. Tom, Tom.
What is it?
Where's me mum? Where's Moss?
Gone down to house. Hours ago to summon help.
Oh, I saw him buried in snow.
A dream happened.
Oh, happened. Aye. Rotten queer dreams dozing down here.
We'll soon have you out now, Harry.
Aye. Have you finished digging sheep out?
All safe. Except one. Swaledale, Betsy.
Oh, she were a good ewe, Betsy. I were driven late coming out at sheep. Milking machine broke down again, and I had to do job by hand before setting out.
Short days.
But sheep getting snowed in, that wasn't my fault.
Oh, of course not.
They'd gone up windward side at wall.
It happens. They get on sheltered side, then wind changes, catches them out.
It's catched us all out this time. I'm groggy, Tom. I'll not see daylight again.
Nay, day's near now, Harry. Horizon's beginning to brighten.
Aye.
Listen. Listen, Harry.
What?
Sheep.
Where from?
That ones we dug out. They found air you were bringing to them last night. The peckish didn't have the last night's dinner.
They'll be hungry.
Us too. We all missed our last night's dinner.
Aye. I'm glad snow stopped. It's peaceful down here.
Harry. Harry, don't doze off. We've made it. Listen. Listen, Harry.
I hear not.
Listen. Listen, Harry. Helicopter. Sleaze lights approaching through the sky. He's coming for us.
Us?
They sent chopper out for you, Harry. Oh. Look! There's his searchlight. Swinging across fields, bouncing up fellside. Here! Here! Here!
Will that be all right, Harry? The examiner wants to come and interview you tomorrow afternoon.
What do they want to know?
Your experiences in snow. It's dog they seem to be interested in.
Well, let him interview dog, then.
Might get him a medal.
He deserves one. We all deserve one. Man and beast for struggling through winters at this place.
They'll want to know train of events.
Oh, I can tell them that. Just the normal run of disasters. I were late setting out because milking machines were bust again. Sheep were buried because we never found time to build sheilings, or at least two walls at an angle to protect them from snow. We never have time for essential jobs because half as days go by scrounging round scrapyards for spare bits of obsolete machinery that when we get them either won't fit or go bust.
Oh, it's not as bad as that.
So where are we this afternoon? I'm laid up hobbled. Tom's torn his scrapyards. We've lost four sheep in all. Old pickup's done for. And our poor old mam comes in dripping wet from a man's working yard.
Well, I'm not complaining.
Well, you should be.
I think they'd better restrict themselves to photographing dog today. Be in a better mood than its boss.
What's that you've come on?
What's it look like? Cross-country motorbike. Quadricycle.
Oh, it's got grand thick tyres. Whose is it?
Ours if we want it.
How much?
1,400.
Oh, we could get another old pickup for that.
No. This is what everybody has.
Tom!
What?
Look what he's landed with.
Ooh, looks in good nick. Where from?
Jack Birtle's.
They're grand for buzzing about, hon.
It's an expensive buzz about, I'd say.
But for sheep job, eh, Tom?
We had a couple at Foreshores.
That's a big estate of thousands of acres. There'd be no employment for one with a little flock like ours.
Oh, we shouldn't be content with a little flock. I keep telling you that. We should get more sheep and motorbike to run them.
There are accidents with them.
No.
There were a woman shoved over a cliff on one.
I dare say there's lots of women shoved over cliffs. That's not fault at quadricycles.
She was sitting on one. It was in the Weekly Examiner. Taken feed out to sheep. And when she stopped, hungry ewes crowded up against her and shoved the lot over the edge.
Yeah, she shouldn't have stopped on edge then, daft woman.
What's wrong with dogs for job? They've served for all our lifetimes and for centuries before. Do you see how it's wrong with dogs, Tom?
I've always been a dog man.
Oh, you're stuck in past, Tom.
Dogs are more thorough. They'll find a sick ewe down in a holler or under a hedge that a person on a bike might miss.
And then bring him in gently. Some of them with bikes, it's more like a stampede than a gathering. I'm brewing up in 10 minutes, Tom. Come in when you're ready.
Right.
So what do you think, ma'am?
What about?
The bike.
Not at 1,400.
Well, we could beat them down.
Not enough.
That's all what's tail if I want Oakfoot Farm.
But it's a lean time, Harry.
It's always a lean time. You spend money.
Me?
You had that green dress. You came back with them boots in a box.
Well, Tom bought them for me.
You took him off shopping. You take his time up.
Well, I'm sorry.
You go to church with him since he got his suit.
Once or twice. Harvest Festival.
You go down to the pub with him.
Well, you go talking to Jenny Myers. Everybody likes a change.
Tom's not a change. You're always down at his cottage.
Occasional evenings when you go out.
I used to go down.
We still do.
Tom and me talk about animals and things that we've seen that he puts down in his diary. You won't follow that.
No.
He's learned me to play chess. We talk to all kinds of folk when we're out. They know who I am.
Which of us are you jealous of, Harry? Is it me or is it Tom?
I'm not jealous of nobody. You make him feel obliged to take your side.
When?
Always. Just now. You could see he fancied bike. I get no input.
Input, Harry?
Yeah. A bit of bloody notice being took of me. I do all business of buying and selling at auction and using me judgment.
You're very good.
So why can't I sign checks?
I've got to keep track of spending, Harry.
I'm not the one that spends. I never ask for oat except what's direly needed for farm.
Well, what do I spend?
That dress.
Oh, come on.
You had a bloke into paper parlour.
Harry, it hadn't been done for 50 years.
Oh, we could have painted it ourselves, or just left it. We need all we've got for farm. We could have bought a few ewes with that money. It could have gone some way to buy a bike. Shove that ewe into the trough, ma'am. Oh, don't let it turn round. Oh, get out of me way. Let me through. Go on, get on, you stupid animal. Where's Nexton? Where are they all?
Your dog stopped driving. He's hanging back.
Moss, what the hell's wrong with you? Bring him on, you scraggy nitwit. Come on. Damn it, walk on. What ails him?
There'll be some sheep back there left behind.
Where?
Have it dip, he knows.
Whatever he knows, he should do what he's ordered.
Let him use his head.
Look back, Moss. Look back.
Mum, don't bloody interfere between me and dog.
See, he's going, he knows.
He's a good dog, Harry. Ranting at him will spoil him.
He's too slow, mincing along at back of him. It's not a demonstration for telly. We've got work to get on with.
We'll get on no faster for shouting and shoving. You're too rough with animals. They don't mean to defy you, least of all dog.
Right, then. You can finish dipping sheep in a way to suit yourself. I'm off.
Oh, it gets worse, doesn't it?
Young lads.
He's picked this style of behaviour up from yobbos that hang around the auction bar. Half of them don't work at all. And the other half are showing off the new off-roaders every time letter changes, or crowing about the new slurry pits. He's jealous of them and he's exasperated with slow progress we make here.
It's a phase. It'll pass.
It didn't pass with his father. He worked all his life in a state of exasperation.
Farmers do. It's an exasperating job.
Yeah, but it's only come on recently. He were a happy lad a year ago.
Growing up, you get same thing your dogs. Round about 15 months you can do nought with him. It passes. He's all right. Let's get on.
Moss! Fetch him on, Mossy lad!
Happy birthday, dear Harry! Happy birthday to you!
Look, candles out. Happy 18th birthday, Harry, and a prosperous life.
Happy and prosperous life. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh. Reach bottle over here, Mum.
Go easy, you'll be drunk.
Come on, fill us up.
We should have invited some folk to help with bottles.
We don't need nobody's help.
We could at least have asked Jenny Myers and her folk.
Jenny would have brightened scene, eh, Harry?
Oh, no.
Now, you could go farther and fare worse. She's a bonny lass, good about the farm and well capable of dealing with paperwork.
We've got enough labour on this farm. We're joint partners in place, aren't we? Now I'm 18.
We are.
So we're stuck with place and we each other, whether we like it or not.
Well, that's one way of putting it.
No vacancies. Jenny Myers won't do any road. She has a cold nature.
Well, she's always seemed live enough to me.
Now, what do you expect of the lass? To do VAT and shear sheep and then come in sizzling with passion?
It's no to do with passion. She feels cold. She's forever creeping in, getting a warm against fire.
Where did you hear that?
Never mind.
Idle talk of the auction crowd, ain't it? She'd have any of them yobbos for breakfast.
She'd eat them.
Oh, any road. I've got your present.
What is it?
It's against the wall there.
A yard brush.
We are always complaining ours has gone bald, so there's a new one to start your adult life with.
Oh, thanks, ma'am. Very thoughtful.
And that's not the end of it. There.
Oh, shirt we tie to match.
There's two.
Aye, nice colours. When'll I wear them?
Any time, eh, Tom?
Aye. Funerals and such.
They go all right with a black tie. Tom's got something for you now.
Just a gadget, Harry.
What is it?
Wire cutters.
They're extendable for leverage, but fold up small enough to go in your overalls pocket.
Oh, that's clever.
So if you come upon a sheep badly trapped in a wire fence, you don't have to traipse home for big wire cutters.
Oh, thanks, Tom. That really is useful.
And this envelope from me. The money.
How much is there?
£500.
Where did you get it from?
Put aside over time.
Oh, I'll remember you for this, ma'am.
It's a memorable day for both on you.
And cash has come at just about right time.
What for?
Sutcliffe's Fields. 50-odd acres. They're coming up for letting this year.
Harry, you don't use your coming-of-age present to rent folks' old fields. Well, you want something permanent. What did you get, Tom?
A gold watch from my father.
I've never seen it.
I had to pawn it.
Well, that wants a permanent then, won't it?
And where would we get stock from to use 50 more acres?
Borrow from bank.
I've told you, if you borrow from bank, you work for bank.
Seal that is, ma'am.
It's true, that, Harry. Bankers do nobody any favours.
I know. I'm only winding her up.
It's Jack Robbins from Knacker's Yard.
We don't need him.
He's come for poor old Daisy down in field.
He's been seen to.
Who by?
Me.
When?
This morning when you were both in town. Jack, we don't need you. He's been seen to.
Sorry, Jack. Misunderstanding. I'll ring your office.
I might have offered him a glass of wine.
So, who did you get to shift old Daisy?
Nobody. Shifted her myself.
What way?
Tractor.
Where is she now?
Buried in a pit I dug at Edgelow Meadow.
Well, how did you get her there?
Roundbite Road.
You dragged her poor old body with tractor along public road?
Nay, Harry, nay.
It needs no nay, nay from you, Tom. Do you know what Jack Robbins charges to shift dead cows? £35 plus VAT in it, ma'am.
If it's 105, it should be paid rather than subject poor old animal to that indignity.
Well, you can pay for it, Nexton.
Look, both of you, it's a birthday tea we're at, isn't it? Can't we go one day without quarrelling?
Is there aught I can ever do or devise without you two piddling on it? I do all work here and I get nought but arguments.
We all do our share of work.
Well, what does Tom do of late? Up hill half his time, watering his trees. Playing about other half. Bodging up old fountain. All that's come of that is to flood damned house out.
He carried hay out to the sheep, Harry, through depth of winter while you were laid up with your foot in plaster.
Everybody carries hay out in winter.
He's seen us through hard years. I like the embellishments he's made. There's got to be something else in life besides making money.
What money? Fact is, there ain't a living here for three people.
Harry, let's not spoil today. Let's leave it till tomorrow. Then we can discuss the whole issue quietly. Where are you going?
Out, for fresh air.
All right.
I'm sorry. He flies off. He didn't mean what he said.
But it's true. There isn't a living here for all of us.
So what, Tom?
I've been thinking for some time it'd be best if I went.
Nay, Tom. I've got used to you.
I've got used to you. That's part of the trouble, isn't it? He feels left out.
I thought we took care to avoid that. He's always had this quarrelsome, jealous streak.
It'll come right again when you're on your own.
Alone with Harry. These arguments, he frightens me.
Then leave him free to do what he wants here. Let him at farm to himself. Come away with me.
Do you mean that?
See a bit of wealth together. You've worked long enough.
I'd like to, Tom. But he's still a shaky lad under his blustering. I can't abandon him.
No, I'll go. Leave things as they were at the beginning.
Ask Harry to come in. Stay out yourself. Leave us for 5 minutes.
Harry! Your mum wants you.
Oh, sit down, Harry. I'm sorry your birthday tea's ended like this.
I shouldn't have said what I did. You've done your best.
We've all done our best.
But it's come to know, has it? I had a long talk last night with an accountant chap who came with inheritance papers. He reckons places worth less now than when my dad died.
Well, the price of stock's gone down, but that's the same for everybody.
Aye, well. He reckons we're down to the point where we shall think about getting out while we've still a bit of something left.
A bit of something left? We've a lot left. With our land, our good stock, our home. We might not make a profit to show on the accountant's balance sheet, but we'll live. It's been a happy life for all of us, recent ructions apart. Are we to give up on an accountant say-so, because we're sometimes short of grass or stuck for a quid?
Oh, Mum, it's not just an accountant say-so. It's been obvious we've been going steadily backwards year by year.
Everybody in farming's gone backwards, Harry. Tom's leaving. Would that help?
It might have done at one stage, Mum. If you'd have been prepared to borrow for second-hand machinery we needed to make us halfway productive.
Nobody would have lent us nowt, Harry.
No.
You've tried so hard, Harry.
Aye, well, it's clear to me now. I'm not going to go on wasting best of me working years. In debt all time and we know to end, but selling up bankrupt like all others in these hills. I'm packing it in.
Giving up the farm? But you've never known aught else since you were a child.
I've never wanted aught else. I had visions of expanding it into a proper farm of 300 or 400 acres some day.
You worked hard for it.
It should have been obvious that it can't be done.
Not as things are in farming just at present.
Or are likely to be.
But what would you do, Harry? You're getting out outside these days but labouring jobs.
Well, they'll have to do for a start. I can do any job on a farm that Tom can do.
And quicker.
I could run a place 10 times the size of this.
You could.
And I'm good at machinery. God knows, I've had enough practice keeping our old museum pieces running. And there are lots of jobs I could do outside farming that only need strength and common sense. I'm not a gobbin.
Who said you were?
School teacher.
Long ago, Harry. You've long shook that off, surely. You're very able. You'd still live here. This house would still be your home and mine.
Aye, though I might not stay local for long. No, I won't stay round here. I might travel a bit like Tom did in his youth. Where is he?
Out.
Tom, you're wanted. Come in, I want you to hear what's said. You know, Tom, that I own half share of this farm from today.
I thought that's what we'd been celebrating. In our offbeat way.
Well, it's been what they call a brief tenure. I want you to witness that I'm making it over to me mum. All the lot. Machinery, beasts and everything.
No, Harry. It's your heritage.
You've earned it, ma'am, and a lot more besides. No doubt you'll keep Tom on. Oh, the place is worth nowt at my stage of life, but it's a nice spot and it might suit you and Tom. You'd be an ageing pair of dog and stick farmers, pottering in the sun and cultivating some woodland.
Must you go, Harry?
Aye, I must go, ma'am.
You'll have to have something to take with you.
Well, I need nowt. I could be going on some long journeys. I'll need to travel light.
Well, take your birthday gift. The 500 in cash.
Aye. I'll take that and I'll take shirts. I'll leave you, yeah, brush and wire cutters. You can pack me a couple of bags, ma'am, from my bedroom drawer. Look after Moss, Tom.
I will.
But you're not going for good. You come back sometime.
Aye. In a Jaguar motor car. Happen with a woman from aristocracy.
Nay.
And I'll expect to see fountain going and some good young dogs about place, eh, Tom?
You can bank on that.
And new wood on hillside might have started to flourish a bit by then.
But you'll come back, Harry, won't you? Come back before trees are grown.
In Challenged, Anne was played by Bridget Forsyth, Tom by Paul Copley, and Harry by Matthew Booth. Challenged was written by Don Howarth and directed in Manchester by Pauline Harris.